Yo. Oh, yes, we're trying to get sponsorships out at the Rockstar Energy Drink.
And Bud Light, of course.
I am Sober Knight.
And I am Bobby the Drunk.
And this is episode 2 of A Night with a Drunk. Bob, what's up, bro?
Yo, let me start off real quick by saying something. Last Wednesday was my little guy's birthday. So, happy birthday to Braylon. He's Braylon. 6 years old now.
Yes.
So, we had a nice little party.
He's 6 going on 15.
Yeah, it was fun. So, I just want to say happy birthday to
happy
him.
Happy birthday, Bray, the little tank.
Yeah, I love that he's kid, built man. Like an 8-year-old, but he's only 5.
Yeah, he is. He is. And we celebrated yesterday, right?
Yeah, the pool party was shit, fucking dope. Super dope. Word. He had a blast. I don't remember much, but, you know, that's how I go.
Yo, we were standing by the jungle gym.
And my man had a couple beers with me, too. How about that?
Yeah, I ain't see it, though. Yeah, I ain't see it. So, there was a moment where Jess and Kay were hanging up a piñata. And you said, he said piñata, crazy white people shit. And he was so drunk. And all that motherfucking word piñata's Mexican. What are you talking about? Y'all trying to take everything from us, you asshole.
Yo, I totally forgot.
There he goes. He started. Let's make that the first count.
Yes, sir. I want to do another thing. I got an email from one of our listeners.
Okay.
He loves the show. He says it's funny as hell.
Uh-huh.
He said his dad's a Vikings fan from Minnesota. I'm sorry for your father because he's older than me, so he's been through a lot more pain than me.
Yeah.
So give him a hug.
But he knew the Purple People Eaters.
He did, yeah. So, but his name is Touch, and he's actually a rapper.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Touch.
Yeah, and he hit me up, and he has a new album that just came out, Identified. I haven't been able to listen to it
yet. I've heard him before.
So,
and he's actually pretty dope.
All right, when I check it out, I'll give my feedback and all that, but I just wanted to shout you out. Thanks for listening. And there you go. Oh, and you had a question for me, too. That's right, Touch. How much can I really drink? So I'm going to put this into perspective.
He means people or you?
Me. How much do I drink?
Well, can I tell a short story before you get into it?
Go right ahead.
Last night, I texted him about 10. He's passed out drunk. He answered me, and then I texted him again literally 10 seconds after, no answer. But then he answered the question 3 hours later, and I just found out it's because you woke up to drink some more.
Yes, I did.
So let's explain this.
Well, there was no food. I was hungry. So I went to Liquid Lunch.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do.
Uh-huh.
So then I needed to talk to somebody, and you were texting me, so hey.
But explain the how much can you drink.
Oh, you want to hear that? Well, yeah. You were with me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't do this every day, guys. I work. Yes. But yesterday was my son's birthday.
Yeah, weekend warrior.
So I bought a 30-pack.
Uh-huh.
All right. A Bud Light, of course.
Uh-huh.
Had it in the cooler. You came down. You drank 2.
I did.
Okay. A friend of ours had 1.
My wife had 1.
Okay, so that's 4.
Yeah.
And they were all empty.
You drank the whole case?
I drank pretty much the whole 30 pack.
Yeah, that's true, because my wife had these fucking, like, wine cooler. She'll hold that shit. That's the beer from yesterday.
Yeah.
Dad, listen, I'm trying to get that sound effect from you, and it's me being fucking Barney from The Simpsons. But that's true, because I look around the table. We have one of our neighbors drinking a Snapple.
Yeah.
Another one drinking a 40-ounce.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was the craziest shit
Steel
to
Reserve,
see.
Too. That's where they'll get it right there.
In Danbury, Connecticut, a chick pulling out a 40-ounce from her purse. That was awesome. And then my wife had the wine coolers, and Kay was drinking those, too. So you drank...
25 beers.
25 beers.
Mm. Don't forget my half pint, too, of a Fireball, too.
And your mother had a fucking coffee.
Yeah, my mom don't drink.
I love your mom, by the way.
She's awesome. Thank you.
We was just talking about her before I left my house. My wife was talking about her. Your mother has this motherfucking, this stone vibe about her.
Yeah, she really don't give a fuck.
With, like, tougher than leather type shit.
She is.
Like, she got a grill. Like, she mugs motherfuckers. Like, even the first time I met her, I didn't know if I should say something, but I'm like, respect your elders, you know what I'm saying? And she's mom. But she has the most beautiful smile and the most beautiful
she's
heart.
Sweet, yeah.
She's such a sweetheart. Sweet. And then I met your aunt yesterday.
Oh,
who's fucking dope too. And she's a crazy. Fucking she's firecracker.
She's a lunatic.
That lady's crazy. So let's talk about some fucking toys. I see, you know, when I came in here, you were showing me the old original Michael Jordan.
Oh, one more thing before we get to the toys. I forgot to tell you, I have a surprise guest today for the show.
A surprise guest?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Let me get him. Here, M&M's here for the
Oh
for the
my
show.
God. Yeah, Eminem's about to get punched off the table.
Eminem's gonna look at you the whole show.
Yeah, that's a dope one, though.
Right? My daughter bought that for me when she was little.
That's a fucking dope. Oh, before we get into the toys, you had a message from Touch. I had a message from my best friend. His name is Ray. My best friend. I've never met him in person. Yeah, he told me to tell you that he's the older, smarter, and better looking brother. So shout out to Ray, who's a contributor to the show. He gives us subject matter. But
you know what he is? He's
my
prick.
Best friend.
Yeah, your best
Don't
friend.
Don't call my best friend a prick.
Come on.
Come on. So shout out to Ray.
Yeah, shout out to Ray.
Let's talk toys for a minute, man. So you have, and we'll post this on the Instagram when the Instagram gets rolling, the Head Knocker Slim Shady bobblehead. Which in all reality looks just like his fucking cartoon character.
Right.
Which is dope. And I want to say for the record, I'm not a Slim Shady hater. You're just a fucking extreme Slim Shady lover.
No, it's not that bad.
What do you mean?
I just think he's dope, that's all.
Yo, I texted you last night, who's your favorite person
in the world?
That
was a joke, because I knew you expected
it. No, you cleaned it up, though, and he said Trey, who's going to be on the show
later. Actually, my mother's my favorite, well, grandmother's my favorite person in the world. Well, then, and you can ask my older
son. Then Trey would be your favorite little person in the world, young person.
I can't say that, because I love my daughter and my other son the same.
No, but you love Trey more, is what you're
saying. No, oh, okay. I can't
say. Just make
sure. No, my brother, my older and smarter and better looking brother would tell you grandma's the best, too. You met grandma last night, too?
Yeah, she's tough. Yo. Old people have no fucking excuse, because this lady did a beeline for the bathroom and almost ran some kids over.
Yeah.
With a neck brace on and all that.
Yo, I swear to God, you go to my grandparents' house, it's like fucking Fred Flintstone. My grandfather's in his chair, Barb! It's like, Wilma! It's like, no! And she runs and now she's getting sick of it. She's at that point, man. She's getting sick of that shit.
How old is she?
She's 89, I want to say, and he's 92.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. We got to do even if we don't do a show, and I just want to sit down and pick their brain. I love old people, man.
Yeah, we talked to my grandfather, too, because his father started Hat City Boxing here in Danbury.
That.
Yeah, yes. That's not here no more, but he boxed in the Navy, and
history.
Old Italian dude. And,
yeah, it's history.
Yeah, he knows his shit. So.
So toys. Fuck, this Rockstar energy drink is giving me gas, but it feels so good, Rockstar.
This Bud Light's doing something to me too, and it feels really good.
Yeah, there you go. So what was it when you was a kid? We grew up in the 80s, right?
Yep.
What was your go-to? Like, what did you have to have as a youngster in the 80s?
As a toy?
Yeah, because you think at that time we had G.I. Joes, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
We had those army men that you get in a bag that are just stiff.
Yeah, the green guys.
The green guys. And it was years later that they came out the tan ones too, which are dope.
That's right, yeah.
They also had the big rubber wrestlers, mm-hmm. which I used to bite them motherfuckers.
I used to love them things.
Me and Gene Oakland didn't have a microphone in his hand. He just had a fist.
Yeah, I had a...
What was your go-to?
Probably the wrestling things.
Yeah.
Me and my brother, we both loved them.
Did you play with them? Did you actually wrestle with the characters?
Man, I don't remember what happened yesterday. You want me to remember that?
I mean,
no, of course we did. Of course we did. And there's these other things. I forgot what the fuck they're called, man. They were little orange things. They were like Muscle Man, all kinds of different.
I know. What, from the quarter machines you talking about?
Nah, you could buy them. Shit, I just saw a show on it the other day, too. I forgot what the fuck they're called. But they were
I feel like I know so what many you're talking about.
And there was one that he looked like the fucking Ultimate Warrior, and he was my favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
All the time, so.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, because he had the fucking huge muscles, and he was posed like this, and like a
exactly.
neon orange
yes,
shit.
Yes,
I had that
We used
shit
to
too.
Love them things.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
That Tonka Trucks, of course.
Tonka Truck. I got a story about a Tonka Truck. One time, so I lived in the hood, Section 8 housing, Briggs Ave, what was the building number? 2973 Briggs Ave, shout out to the Bronx. And there was a small closet in we had a two-bedroom apartment, small closet, it's a bunch of us, and one day there was a fire truck, like a Tonka fire truck on the bottom, and I pulled the fire truck out. Now, you know, my mom was a hoarder, you know what I mean? So she had shit stuffed in the closet to the top, clothes and all types of shit.
Right.
Like, it got to the point where you're like, you don't even care what's in that closet no more, you're just putting shit in there. But I seen the ladder of the truck, so I pulled the truck out and start playing with it. And in the driver's seat of the truck, I see like a little piece of brown paper. I remember this clearly. Weed has not burned my memory that much. So I reach in the little driver's seat, my fingers were small enough. And you remember those Tonka trucks, you couldn't open all the doors.
No.
They were
no.
fused, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the windows, you know, it was just holes. I stick my finger in there and I'm thinking maybe it's like construction paper or something. I'm a kid. I'm like, oh, construction paper,
yep.
A little piece. I pull the shit out, it's a fucking water bug, bro. It's a massive roach, like
oh
a dead
God,
roach.
No.
Freaked me out, never played with Tonka trucks again.
Really?
Also, my other favorite go-to was the My Buddy doll.
My Buddy, yeah. My little brother had one of them.
Well, I'm a little younger than you, so I would have been your little brother at that
right,
time.
Gotcha.
I had the My Buddy doll, and then my fucking uncle, shout out to Felix, he's out South Carolina now. I watched Chucky with him.
God.
I went home and lit that fucking mop. I stripped him naked and lit him on fire.
My wife said the same thing. Well, she didn't strip him naked and burn him. She wasn't that violent.
I was a masochist.
She didn't want to play with it no more, she said. Remember Cabbage Patch Kids too?
I never had Cabbage Patch Kids. My wife did. She talks about that. She also had, we ain't even done with the first segment. You halfway done with that fucking bottle.
I got more.
But she had, and the glow worms, remember glow worms? She had one of those.
Yup. Micro machines, remember them things with a dude that talked really fast?
Yes.
It's like, how you want kids to play with these things and you can't understand what the guy's fucking saying?
Right.
But those were.
What about candy? Like, what was your go-to candy then and what's your go-to now? I'm a candy fiend. Like, I'm gonna die from a sugar attack one day.
You like chocolate and shit though, right?
I love chocolate.
See, I'm more of like a Starburst Skittles guy.
That's second for me. Like, I do like that stuff, but that's like if there's no chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
If it comes to Kit Kats are fucking amazing and
cold or room temperature.
However, you like fucking good, yeah.
I hate when you gotta peel the chocolate off of the wrapper.
Yeah, you were saying about Reese's Pieces, right? Oh, and it's just like a peanut butter cup.
Yeah, but it's not even that. Like, in my head, the shit is nasty. I still eat it.
Right.
But it's gross. It's like a melted fucking chocolate.
I like Reese's Pieces, but I don't like the peanut butter cups. Too much peanut butter.
Yeah, like if I wanted melted chocolate, I'd go to a cheap wedding and, you know, they got the fondant where you stick the fucking shit in there. Yeah, but,
And I hate Twizzlers. They're fucking gross.
Twizzlers don't taste like shit.
No, they're just gross. It's like you're eating plastic.
Twizzlers have the consistency of a half-chewed Airhead with no flavor.
Yeah. Man, that's a good way of explaining it.
Yeah, that shit is bad. I like Warheads. And I say that because after we broke the pinata, I stole a bunch from my son.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he ate one and spit that shit out.
Them things are crazy.
I love them shits. But, that's what it is. So when we come back, we have a subject that my best friend Ray suggested, and is building a group. Now, I want to add a spin on this, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Ray suggested a hip-hop supergroup with somebody do hooks, which could be, I guess, a hip-hop singer or R&B
singer, and
a producer. But let's throw some other genres of music in there, too.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Maybe we could get a guitarist in somewhere or a rock guy somewhere. Okay. Or, you know what I'm saying? So you down for that?
I'm down.
All right. Right after this. All right, we're back. All right. Per my best friend Ray, shout out to Ray, the homie.
Yeah.
He wants us to build a super group. Now, there's two options we could do this. We can both build one group together, which we work well together, so I'm sure we can figure that out. Or we can build separate groups. What do you want to do?
We can do if both if you want.
Yeah,
we
let's do one.
Do one together and then.
Alright, so let's do. Alright, let's do the together one. And then when we do the one, let's do our separates first.
Okay.
You want to do that first or the together one first? Which one makes more sense?
We'll do the separates.
We'll do the separates first. And then when we do the together, we'll do one and one and one. You know what I'm saying? So what's the max number of members in the group? We should say. Whatever the fuck.
Whatever. Yeah.
All right. Who you got? Who's your lead MC?
Tupac.
Pac. Alright, so we got Tupac as the head MC. Does he have another lead MC or is it a hype man? Who would the hype man be? Partner.
A hype man? That has to be Flavor Flav, the greatest hype man of all time.
I swear in my head I was thinking Flavor. So we got Pac.
But what's his name with Busta's pretty dope. Split Star. He's pretty good.
I was gonna say Busta Rhymes.
Shit, yeah. But I would put him in his own super group.
Yeah.
Because there's like two people that would be perfect with him because they scream all the time. Fucking Mystical and DMX. Mystical, DMX, and fucking Busta Rhymes.
That's true. That's a fucking group in itself.
Crazy.
I love Mystical, man. Shout out to Mystical.
Yo,
man.
I seen Busta live, and he was in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
And like he just wore the crowd out.
Yeah, it's
it
done.
Was like whoever was after was like,
it's
oh,
done.
Okay.
I'll tell you this: I went to Summer Jam with my wife one time, and we seen T.I. perform.
T.I. was the headliner. Nobody even stayed for it.
Yeah, I'm sure. But T.I. Smart thing at Summer Jam is T.I. performed before Busta. T.I. came, did 4 minutes. He wasn't even on the bill. 4 minutes, performed like 15 songs in 4 minutes. He was just doing verse, verse, verse. He had a book bag on the whole time and then left.
Same with my show. He actually had a purple hoodie on too and a black book bag. And it was fresh when he came fresh out of jail. I think it was one of his
first
shows.
Was it the purple hoodie with that crown on the side of it?
I'm not sure. He didn't have the hood on.
Oh, okay.
It was clearly a hoodie though.
I just asked you because I love that fucking hoodie.
And then T-Pain came on after Busta and he's fucking full of energy too, man. That dude. But he kept disappearing and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this dude going to do a line or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, shit, to have that energy. That boy good though.
He's the only freaking auto-tune guy like.
Yeah. And he can really sing.
He could.
Yeah. And he's fucking dope. But I seen him and I seen T.I. And then after T.I., I got to see Busta live for the first time. Your man came out full decked out in a giant uniform, shoulder pads and everything. Helmet and everything. It was fucking retarded. And I was like, this is the dumbest shit. It was the best part of the fucking show. Busta Rhymes, the best part of the show. And then Pat Poose performed after him.
I wanted to
shout out to Pat, but I left during his...
Last week, I wanted to say, yo, that dude is one of my favorite rappers.
Pat Poose.
And I met him before he was like big.
Good guy.
Danbury, he did a thing. And when I shook his hand, I was like, yo, thank you for saving hip-hop. He probably don't remember me, just little white kid.
He might. Pap is a good dude.
That's when he was skinny and not all jacked up like he is.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Shout out to Pap.
He's like one of my favorites.
I've met him on several occasions at Tough City in the Bronx. Good dude. So you got Pac, and then you got either Spliff or Flavor Flav as the hype man.
I go with Flav, because he's
all right, so Pac.
He's an icon.
Flavor Flav. Who's doing the hooks? Who's doing the choruses?
Nate Dogg, fucking icon.
Of course. Who else could it be?
Nobody. Either him or Akon or T-Pain, because they're pretty good at hooks too, but it's gotta be freaking Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg. And who's the producer? Who's the super producer?
Oh, well, freaking... What's his name there?
Primo?
Of course.
DJ Premier. That's a go-to. I'm gonna have to pick all different picks, because we're building like the same group right now.
So then we did our one.
Yeah, that's the one. Who else? If you had to pick a DJ... Who would you pick? Do you know any DJs that you would that are worthy?
I don't know. Is your best friend? No, maybe he can call me and tell me.
Yeah, I think Ray would say Green Lantern, maybe.
No, probably DJ Clue, because I grew up listening to DJ
Clue's amazing, man. Yeah, shout out to DJ Clue. I've never met him, but DJ Clue. And I respect the way he carries himself to this day.
Or Big Mike's from Connecticut too. And
Big Mike is dope. Yeah, and Big Mike. Let me tell you something.
I believe he's from Connecticut, right?
He lives in Connecticut. He might be from here, but I know and not for nothing, I believe he lives in Danbury as well.
Yeah, he was.
If it wasn't for fucking Big Mike,
but a lot of people hated him though.
Yeah, of course, because but that's it's all skin color and shit.
What I thought, but I didn't want to bring it up. So
yeah, so because he's white, and people didn't know because he didn't put himself on his mixtape covers. At the tail end of Clue's mixtapes, I believe is when Big Mike came in. And started killing the bootlegging scene in New York. And I don't know if he directly did that, but his mixtapes were dope. On top of that, half of the New York rappers we hear on the radio now would have never been on the radio now if it wasn't for Big Mike. Because them motherfuckers came out here to Connecticut. And I'm a New York motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Right. They came out here to Connecticut to run the circuit in Connecticut. You talking about the Lox? Talking about French Montana?
I wanted to tell a story about this too.
Okay.
Not about that, but... I forgot who it was. I think it might have been Rakim. He did an interview at Hot 93.7 here.
Yeah.
In Hartford.
Hot 93.7.
Yeah. Fucking annoying fucking radio show by the way.
But, I performed for them one time. Did you? I opened for Oscar Black.
That's where I seen the Busta show. Okay. Their Jingle Jam or whatever the fuck it was. But, and I won the tickets too because I'm too cheap to buy them.
Me too. I say I ain't leaving my house unless I got free tickets.
And it was a Busta Rhymes song they played backwards.
Oh,
that I knew and I called him one.
That's dope.
But I forgot the basis of my conversation. Keep drinking.
You're talking about Big Mike.
No, I moved on from that.
Hot 937. Backwards Busta
Rhymes. So Rakim.
Okay.
I think it was Rakim. Maybe it was one of the Lox actually, or all the Lox. They came and they said that Connecticut is actually the breaking point for a lot of hip-hop.
I think it was the Lox. They've said that on numerous occasions.
They said we're like the sixth borough of the city.
It would make sense. Right?
But now, so now I gotta blame my fucking stupid state for this garbage that's being played on the radio. Because if we're the ones that everyone breaks...
No, but I think...
This crap that's on the...
I don't think it's the same now.
I did find a song I like, though.
Recently?
Yep.
Who?
I should play it real quick.
What is it?
I don't even know their names.
Well, you shouldn't play it because we don't have license for it.
Oh, okay.
But you can say what it is.
They say, I like girls that like girls. Applaud them, young
man. I know what you're talking about.
Me too.
Word. All right, real
but
quick.
Back to the super group.
Super group. I'm going to give you my super group. And I'm going completely left field now because, in all honesty, Ray, I'm sorry. I can't shit on your brother because he picked the same picks that I would have picked. And that's why we got a fucking show. But shout out to Ray, my best friend.
Fuck him. I love you, Ray.
So because you picked, I'm gonna do the B group. I'll do the group that's going to open for that group.
We didn't finish the group, though. We only did one MC.
Oh, so throw another one in there.
Jay-Z got to be there.
Pac and
Jay-Z.
Because
it would never happen.
Pac and Jay-Z
and then
would
Biggie.
Be fucking
and
dope.
And then Biggie.
Pac, Jay-Z, and Big.
Just, that's...
It sounds politically correct.
That's just a quick one, because I didn't get to, like, think about this very... But just
yeah,
them
but
three
you didn't think
it
about it
never
because
happened.
You fucking drink too much. I've been thinking about it since you sent me the text that you
Oh, no, because I've got more.
You got a whole
Eminem's
got
to be in one, of course.
I was good as... I was... fucking Ray, I swear, if we would have gotten through this without you mentioning Eminem, brother, I was gonna buy you a case of Bud. I was gonna be like, he finally didn't mention him. While Eminem is on the
staring
fucking cooler, staring at me like, yeah, he's gonna mention me. He's gonna mention. All right, so you got Big, Pac, Jay-Z, and M. That's a 4-man group. Can I go now? You got
go
more
ahead.
Members.
I have another one.
Another rapper
and another rap group.
Separate. All right, so go at. Let me say mine real quick.
Right, go ahead.
My lead MC would be Royce the 5'9".
Underrated. I love him.
Underrated. So this is going to be a 3-man lead, right? But they're going to have a hype man too.
Right.
So
and a producer.
And a producer and the hook dude and the DJ, right?
Gotcha.
So I would have...
I still Royce want that case of beer though. What the fuck?
I got you. I'll get it for the next show. I'll bring one. I'll bring the 30 case. So I'm going to have Royce the 5'9" and Black Dark.
Nice. Because I was going to put Questlove on drums too. On my group.
Right, I wasn't gonna say that, but that's a good idea. But I'm not. That's so. I got Royce the 5'9".
Black Dog.
I got Black Dog, and I got Yellow Wolf.
Oh God, Yellow Wolf.
Listen. Check
Why
this out.
Check
this out.
The Vikings ain't enough. Now it's Yellow Wolf.
I love you. Yellow Wolf is dope. I'm gonna get the Yellow Wolf bobblehead to stand right next to Sadie. They homies. So I got Black Dog, Royce the 5'9", Yellow Wolf.
Nah,
those
I
are
got
my.
It,
those are my three. Those are my three lead MCs.
Okay.
The dude singing the hooks. Kevin Gates. I'm going to have Kevin Gates doing the hooks.
That dude just got out of jail too, right?
He violated probation, but he can't. But Kevin Gates is amazing.
Okay.
And he's misunderstood too. And I've he honestly...
He's a rapping cat though, right? He don't sing or none, right?
He does both.
Oh,
yeah, he sings.
Check him out.
If you check his Wikipedia page, they say R&B singer.
Oh, and I want to tell you too, I went back and I listened to some Mac Miller stuff.
Yeah.
And he's not bad.
He's pretty dope, right?
Yeah, he's
he had that early 90s.
He's not better than him, but he's all right.
Okay, that's subjective.
Yeah, I want to.
But I wouldn't, I honestly, rest
I wanted
in
to
peace,
piggyback Mac. On that, yeah.
So, shout out to Brick. Brick is my uncle's cousin, and he was cool with Mac. Brick owns Time Bomb. Shout out to Time Bomb in Steel City in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Yeah, Brick was good friends with Mac Miller, and it's crazy because last year, I had hit Brick up to try to get these Mac Miller tickets, and he did his best to do it, but I ended up not going anyway. But shout out to Mac Miller. But I would agree with you in that sense because I don't think Mac did enough to even be considered
right,
in
right.
that conversation.
And I did make a mistake. I'm probably not going to do much of this because I don't apologize for anything I fucking
yeah,
said.
Yeah, yeah.
But I realized that he died of a drug. I thought he had heart problems. And when
oh,
I was
yeah,
set,
yeah, yeah.
I made a comment last week and I don't want to...
I mean, listen,
like,
it's all in fun, though.
Feel.
It's
yeah,
all
yeah.
in fun. And but, I'm sure that Mac is fucking wherever he is laughing at us.
Yeah, so I went back saying? And listened to everything and, yo, he's dope.
And I'm sure that he owned a toothbrush.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
No, I'm fucking with you. But Mac God. Miller. So I would have...
Black Dog,
Royce the 5'9", Yellow Wolf, Kevin Gates doing the hooks. I would have Green Lantern as the DJ. And I would have Ozzy Osbourne as the hype man.
No, you're crazy. That's,
yes.
That's dumb.
I would have Ozzy Osbourne as the hype man. And my consolation.
But he's not hype.
It don't matter. I just have him talk.
You seen his show?
Yeah.
I'm the Prince of fucking Darkness,
Sharon. Sharon. But if one of my rappers caught laryngitis or was, you know, subsequently shot in the neck, I would have Beanie Siegel on the side to jump in just in
case.
Oh,
yeah.
And even with the one lung.
Siegel's dope.
Siegel's dope. So that's my... You say you got one more? One more group?
Yeah, because I think this would be a funny fucking, like, rap. Like, all of them together would be funny. Ludacris.
Okay.
Eminem.
Yeah.
And Redman.
You know what's crazy is I listen to none of those by themselves. I've listened to all of them, and
right.
I like all of them. They're all dope, but I'm just not that a fan of that type of hip-hop. I would listen to that. I would buy every one of their
fucking albums. Yo, because they're hilarious. Like, certain songs.
They would bounce shit off of each other. It's kind of like...
Oh, and you think listen to Redman growing up? Like, Time for Some Action? And oh, my God.
I didn't. You know, I listened to Muddy Waters. Oh, God. I love. I just like, you know, I just like ignorant shit, though. Like, gangster shit instead of funny shit. But now I like some of the funny shit.
And Luda's just fucking hilarious.
Luda, I love. Luda, I liked or loved at that time because of the videos. Like, when he had the fucking video with the big ass arms. And
I showed my son Brendan, happy birthday again.
Yeah.
That video, he's like, Daddy, why is his arm so big?
I'm like, why not? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That shit.
But yeah, Luda, he could rap. One of them down south people I actually like.
But, you know, if we do like gangster, like a super gangster group, Beanie would be one of the leads, Scarface, and, who
gotta put best? Someone from the Wu in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Ghostface or Raekwon?
Ghostface. Oh, what I was going to say, too, is the most Redman I listen to is with Meth. And Meth gets gangster, but he got some funny shit, too.
Yeah.
And when I heard them bouncing shit off each other, I was like, yo, that's a fucking super group right
there. How about Method Man, Mace, and Loon? They all sound the fucking same. They don't sound the same, but they have like a certain flow to them.
Yeah, that relaxed Yeah, you're right.
And they would work together.
Loon was dope. He's in the feds right now.
Oh, work. Black Rob was dope too.
Black, if he could stop fucking robbing hotel rooms.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Speaking of which, the Doc Gooden thing, man.
Yeah, what's up with that?
You hear about that shit?
I did hear about it. So Doc Gooden was arrested and he's being charged with possession of cocaine?
No, this time it was just a regular DUI. It was just alcohol.
Oh, but was it?
Like 2 months ago.
I apologize. That's what I thought.
2 months ago it was cocaine related. Yo, that booger shit.
Wait. So he got arrested again?
Yeah.
The story I heard about was the 2 months ago.
No, he just got arrested again.
For DUI?
That was just, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And this dude,
this dude's an
icon, man. He had so much talent. But that whole 86 Mets team.
They were all high.
All fucked up.
But I think it was going around.
Like Daryl Strawberry straightened out. And he said, this guy just has a death wish for himself. And that booger sugar, man, that's a fucking, like, what would Rick James, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's fucked up.
You were. That's. Do you want to segue into that, or you want to save it for later?
We'll talk about that again another time. But
we'll talk about that in the next segment. But yeah, that's some.
It just came off the top of my head.
I got a question. Do you know who Gervonta Davis is, the boxer? He's the little guy. He's part of the money team, but he's like the next up.
I haven't really heard of him.
Anyway, the kid is dope. The kid can fight, and he knocked Ricardo Nunez out in the second round yesterday.
That's not the boxer that passed away just recently, right? From the
That's what I want to lead into because, you know, the crazy shit is what I know, and I love boxing. I boxed, you know what I'm saying, when I was younger. I think everybody in any fucking inner city fucking boxed. And with the exception of you didn't grow up in the inner city, but your family is fucking boxing, right, you know what I'm saying? I feel like...
Whenever, you see where I used to live, though? That ain't the... No, that's the part of Danbury.
Yeah, no,
you
know, that's definitely
it ain't the
city
hood,
of Danbury. Yeah, for sure.
Not where we're living now. I'll tell you.
How could I compare it to everybody around the world? Right. Well, it's just slummy living. It's just broken down. It's the Bronx. It reminded me of White Plains, not White Plains, White Plains, but White Plains in the Bronx, White Plains Road.
Okay.
Like the houses are real close together. You know, the hills and the streets. But I tell you what, not to get off the boxing topic, did you just double shot it? Is that why you rang that twice?
Yes, sir.
I feel more at home in those neighborhoods. Like, I felt comfortable. I don't know how to say it. It's kind of like, you know, tasting grandma's cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the hood, because that's what it is. It's like the hood of Danbury. And y'all motherfuckers may be laughing. Connecticut and even Danbury's the richest town in Connecticut. We're one of the richest areas in the U.S. There's definitely a hood in Danbury, and
there's a couple.
I think would define right. Would define
Mill Ridge. Up, I don't know if you've been up there.
Yeah,
Fairfield
for sure.
Ridge.
For sure.
And there's the downtown section.
What defines a hood? When I say hood, is some level of poverty around you, close living. Maybe shelters, Spanish-owned liquor stores. And I'm not even making a joke about it. The hood for me is home. And do I want to live there? Do I want to raise my kids there? Nah. But I take them. You know what I'm saying? I let them see what's going on because that's how I learn about life. You know what I'm saying? I learn about life watching how motherfuckers navigate in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Watching how the old ladies move around in the hood. Watching, you know, it's kind of like what my wife said to your wife yesterday. Are we doing communal parenting? Because if we are, then that's how we do it in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Because if you see my son doing something, I expect you to discipline him. You know what I'm saying? Right, if I see your son doing something, hey, don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And, you know, so the hood for me is home. But this leads me back to boxing because, you know, we're just talking about the hood because where you're from.
Right, right.
Anytime a fight gets stopped, or not anytime, but a lot of times, the boxer that's about to fucking drop always looks at the ref like, why'd you stop it?
Yeah.
Why? And that's the same thing this dude did. Because
you see
he was clearly getting the shit beat out of him. Like, Javonta Davis, if you ain't see it, I'm going to send you the clip too. Because Javonta Davis was probably lacking 4 inches on the dude. He hit this dude with multiple uppercuts where the dude's head was, it looked like the motherfucker was in a car accident. Ref stopped the fight. The guy, why'd you stop the fight?
Because you dizzy motherfucker.
In the last month, we've lost two boxers.
Yeah.
Buddy McGirt's boxer, I can't remember his name, and forgive me for that, the Russian dude, he was fighting for a green card. Mm. Because if he won the belt, I believe by default, he gets a visa, a working visa, which allows him the opportunity to become an American citizen. The dude is from motherfucking Russia. He was trying to get to America. He was fighting for freedom, like for real. And I'm not saying that Russia's bad. Russia's the biggest country in the fucking world. I'm sure there's plenty of good places in Russia. But obviously, if he wanted to leave, he was dealing with some less than favorable conditions.
Right, yeah.
How do you feel about where boxing is going? And do you think that these deaths, because, you know, you follow boxing your entire life. There's been other deaths, but this seems like a string that's going on now. Do you feel like there should be other rules implemented or other regulations?
Nope. Because I say it about football, too. I think it should stay the way it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what you're getting into when you play that sport.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But now it's like, I always go back to football. It's like, it makes the game longer. And I mean, yes, I want people to be safe.
Of course.
I don't want people dying or getting injured, but...
So what about them implementing, instead of different rules or changing the way the game is played? Because we all hate that when that shit happens. I hate it when they stop the fucking in the paint rule in basketball. Like, why motherfucker can't stand it?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's physical, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother thing. But what if...
Maybe they can make lighter gloves or do something with the gloves to kind of...
I think that's kind of a good idea. But I was thinking even more in the background, maybe there should be more funding for research on how to not change the game, but an exit strategy for these guys.
Yep.
Because I seen an interview, I don't know if I mentioned it to you or not, Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe.
Broadway Joe is definitely in my top 20 favorite people of all time.
Oh, you met him?
No, I just love the guy. I think he's a stand-up.
He was a plebeian.
Yeah, but even the way he carries himself now.
He's still the same
he's
way.
He's amazing, you know what I'm saying? Wearing the green all the time.
He went on that show I talked about last episode, Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts.
Right.
He was Jets fans.
Yeah.
Personality.
You know what's crazy is I think this is where he talked about it. I was watching a podcast with Broadway Joe, and they asked him about CTE. And he says when he left, or as he was playing football during his latter years, he would see the changes in his linemen. He would come to practice year after year, and he said, these ain't the exact words, but he said the linemen were getting dumber and dumber, where they couldn't communicate with him. And he realized that he started slurring certain words, this and that. So when he left football, he instantly went to Florida, I believe it was, and started doing research on his brain. He got MRIs done, and they seen that he had black spots in his brain, which ultimately, it wasn't confirmed that that was CTE, but, you know, I guess they couldn't confirm that because he wasn't dead, you know what I'm saying? And they started recommending that he does the hyperbaric chamber. You know what the hyperbaric chamber is?
Yeah, Michael Jackson had one of them in his house, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe so. So he did treatments, and I think he said he did 10 treatments of a hyperbaric chamber within 3 years. And when they did his MRI after the treatment, all the black spots were completely gone.
Really?
So the belief is, and he didn't say, he's a good dude. Like, he doesn't like putting anybody down. He doesn't like confirming or denying anything. But the belief is that he reversed the effects of CTE.
Huh.
Don't you think that's something that maybe NFL and the athletic commission should look into?
For sure, because, like, I want my kids, like, Braylon.
Yeah. And you played football too, right? I did.
And my brother, your best friend.
Yeah,
and my little brother
too. Shout out to Ray.
Fuck Ray.
The homie.
I love you, Ray. But no, I want to put him, but my wife's so scared to...
Because of CTE
because
now?
Of stuff like that.
Well,
yeah.
It really sprung up in the last 10 years, right? That we've even been hearing about it with the whole murder case from
there
this
There was
dude,
that movie or... with Will Smith in it that...
Oh, that's right. They played the doctor.
I never watched it. I never seen it though.
Me neither.
But there was a doctor back in the day that was like, this is what's causing problems. And nobody listened to the guy.
Yeah.
So quick story too. When my son played football.
Yeah.
They had a game against, I believe it was Bridgeport or New Milford.
Yeah.
And this little kid got hit so hard, like, the game stopped. And
lights out?
Ambulance. Yeah, it was bad. It was scary. But I
and that's like how old?
Trey was, it was probably 4 years ago. Trey's 13.
So he was like 9.
Yeah.
That's
and,
crazy.
You know what I mean? Ambulance came and da-da-da.
And the potential for these kids to get CTE, too, I think it's huge because, you know, I don't follow football the way I used to, but I love football. I played for many years. I've had many injuries. But, them motherfucking kids are hitting hard. They ain't playing.
Because they're bigger, faster, and stronger now.
Yeah, like, so it's scary to think, while your brain is still growing, are you developing some fucking terminal brain disease or some shit? You never know.
And my wife is so scared to death for them to play. But they are changing the rules in a good way, so their injuries aren't there. You know what I mean? But...
Yeah, it's unavoidable.
It's like, yeah, I would love
like to get... for that, if bring back fucking Athens.
Yeah.
Let's get humans fighting animals again or some
shit. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But I don't know. I love the sport. It's fucking fun. I played. My brothers played.
I think my thought on it is to each his own. And I think that there should be some sort of rule that you get briefed, right? Oh, you want to be a football player? Sit down and listen to this for a few hours. And they tell you all the possible risks.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you still decide, then it's on you.
Yeah.
You done signed your future richness or your death fucking certificate.
Yeah.
You're taking the chance. Because it's kind of like you're a truck driver, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you sign up for that job, you may not have thought about it, but you signed up to possibly get injured on the job, right?
Absolutely.
You get hit by a fucking a vehicle or something happens in a truck, that's part of the fucking job,
right? Yeah.
You become a mailman, you get chased by a dog, that's part of the fucking job. You become a fireman, you die in a fire, it's part of the job. You know you're putting your life on
your
the
risk,
line.
Right.
And I think if... contact sports are held at the same regard in the same context initially, then we won't even be having this conversation.
Or there won't be no football or anything left because people won't play.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, there'll be a small community of motherfuckers. Talking about football, how you feel about this whole XFL thing? Do you know about it?
Yeah. Vince McMahon's doing it again.
What do you think about that? Because the first one sucked.
Because the first one was fucking horrible. But he said he's playing it the way that it used to be played. He's not fucking doing the whole...
Right.
We'll see what I don't know. I don't know how I feel about
it. I feel like they tried to change too many rules in the last one. It made me feel like I think about it now. And shout out to these women because the women football players are tight too. But that lingerie football league and shit like that.
I love it.
For sure.
Not the football, but
exactly. Yeah. I feel you. That's you know.
I like girls who like.
And I don't mind that. Everybody can do whatever the fuck they want, but to be taken as a serious sport. I think there need to be, you know, things held at other regards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you would agree that more research can be done?
Absolutely.
But the rules should not be changed?
I don't think so.
I agree with that. Did you hear about the asteroid?
Not yet.
So
I'm going to hear about
it now. Right now, motherfucker. All right. So there was an asteroid named the City Killer. It was either yesterday or the day before that came closer to the Earth than the Moon. It was between the moon and the earth. And it was moving at 15 miles per second.
Per second.
And they call it the City Killer because had it hit the earth, they said it could have demolished an entire city. If you hear that you got... It's funny because I thought about it and now I'm thinking about Mace and Jada Kiss.
That's what I was just going
to
bring up.
24 hours to kick the bucket. Fuck it. Get some fried chicken and drink a Nantucket. What would you be doing if you knew that an asteroid... All right, let's say they say in the news, asteroid to hit New York City. You live in Connecticut. Knowing that the possibility of Connecticut being demolished is there.
Yep.
It's possible.
Possible.
Not definite, but possible. What do you do the last 24 hours?
Same thing I do every day. Drink.
Just drink. Motherfucker.
Drink. Come again.
Well, I'm gonna, well, then I'm going to pick you up with a case of beer and we drive into the West Coast or some shit.
I don't know.
All right. Probably so what? Here's another hypothetical. Asteroid hits. Last question before we go to break. Asteroid hits.
Okay.
But you survive. You can survive with only three things. I'm going to give you two.
Things or people?
Things.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one of them because I already know one of them is going to be beer.
Yep.
What are the other two things?
That's a good question.
If it's just you, you can't bring people. God forbid, and this will never happen.
Well, you got to eat, so food.
Uh-huh.
And more beer.
There we go. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. And this is a segment that we like to call Go Fuck Yourself. And this is, that came at the perfect time. That bell wasn't even for the segment title, it was because it's taking another shot. So this segment is dedicated to those that me and Bob feel like need to go fuck themselves for whatever reason we choose. Would you like to go first?
I will go first. Now, when people don't have a job, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, I can't get a fucking job. And then you say, well, McDonald's is hiring. Shout out to McDonald's. Nothing wrong with working there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't want to work there. So it's not, you can't get a job.
You just don't want that job.
You just don't want that job, right? Now, I'm going to tell you what I do for a living.
Uh-huh.
And it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
But I was a young father. I was 17 when my daughter was born. I needed a job.
Yeah.
I work at a septic company.
Uh-huh. You deal with shit all day.
Pump it. I deal with people's shit every day. Yes.
Yeah.
I pump portable toilets. Yeah. That's what I've been doing for 20 years.
Right.
Do you think I want to wake up and pump shit after I drink as much as I drink? No, I don't.
Right.
But these people don't want to work at McDonald's because that's not a good job.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. And it's earned you a good living.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, so they can definitely go fuck themselves.
I hate shit like that.
So you complaining ass motherfuckers that can't get a job, go get a fucking job. Go fuck yourself. I'd like to dedicate this Go Fuck Yourself to a gentleman by the name of Ricardo Rosello. Rosello? I'm Puerto Rican. I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what his name. This is...
That looks like Rosello to me.
Rosello. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. This is the Puerto Rican governor, was the Puerto Rican governor. He's a scientist. He's a rich man. And... he's been fucking exposed as a dickhole through text messages, just talking shit about the people of Puerto Rico. My people of Puerto Rico. And I've never been to Puerto Rico. But they are still my people of Puerto Rico. Shout out to Aguadilla and Sanilas. That's where my family's from. Go fuck yourself. You can't be Puerto Rican and shit on the people of Puerto Rico.
Another Trump?
Yeah, he seems like it. He's joking with fucking people about Puerto Rico. On top of that, the interim Puerto Rican governor, Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez, go fuck yourself too.
Yeah.
And go fuck yourself because she's just been exposed for not investigating the mismanagement of the aid in Puerto Rico after the hurricanes and after all the disasters. So this money was probably going in motherfuckers' pockets and the rich to renovate their homes in Puerto Rico. Go fuck yourself. J-Lo and Fat Joe need to become the fucking governors of Puerto Rico or some shit. Who else we got that's fucking famous in Puerto Rican? We don't even need to be a we can get Mexican motherfuckers in Puerto Rico, right? Antonio Banderas could become.
And they could bring pinatas.
Pinatas, there you go. Puerto Rican pinatas is what I'm talking about. Ricardo Rosello.
Go fuck yourself,
Wanda Vasquez. Go fuck yourself too.
I have one more, a bonus one. Okay. When you go and order pizza, right? You go just get slices, not like a pie, right? Because I eat pizza a lot, it's a white boy thing.
Italian. You could have that one because that really is
So, I get pizza a lot. Okay. And when you asked, just a little warm.
Yeah.
And you fucking take a bite into that pizza and it burns the roof of your mouth.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Go fuck yourself.
I hate that shit too. I say it every time. I eat pizza every week. I love pizza.
Yeah, me too.
I eat it like three times a week. Yeah, I'd probably do the same. And I always ask not too hot.
Me too.
And thank God, shout out to Sam's on 231st Street in the Bronx. Their pizza's great. If you're in the Bronx by Riverdale, the pizza's amazing. Always cooked right.
You got to try this place in fucking Richfield here. It's a really rich town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Village Pizza.
Oh, I've heard about it.
Fucking great.
Well, Connecticut got a rich pizza fucking history. Yeah, you know what I mean? With what's the fucking chain that started in New Haven?
Oh, that's Pepe's. Frank Pepe's. It's
Frank Pepe's, yeah. That shit is good, too.
Yeah, that shit was on the Food Network and everything.
Yeah, I see it on Vice all the time.
Eating a goddamn slice of pizza and then the rest of my fucking day, I'm hungover and fucking the roof of my mouth is a blister. Go fuck yourself again.
Go fuck yourself like you lit a
little warm, bitches.
Yeah, like you lit a match in your mouth and chewed on some Captain Crunch.
Yeah, fuck that.
Go fuck yourself. Well, let's take it down 1 second. Let's get a little serious. Because this is something that your daughter requested that we speak about.
And I'm dealing with it too.
Right. And I've been dealing with it for many, many years myself. And I want to know your opinion on this. And she wanted to hear what you had to say and what I had to say about it.
Shout out, Kyle. I love you, hon.
Kyle's awesome. That's my daughter. She's out in Florida, right?
Yeah. She's trying to get me down there. But I just thought of something today.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to Ecuador.
You going to Ecuador?
It's hot as balls out there, bro. It feels like fucking Ecuador. And her and my brother, your best friend.
Ray? What's
up, Ray? Yeah, him.
Hi, Ray.
Wants me to go to fucking Florida and live. Fuck you, too. That's another one for you. Go fuck yourselves. I'm just kidding. Love you guys. But it's hot as balls out there.
Now, the question is addiction a disease?
I think so.
Why?
I don't know why. I mean...
No, why do you think it's a disease?
Well, no, actually, it depends, though. Like, drugs and alcohol, I think, are different. Because, obviously, I have a drinking problem. But I quit, like I said last episode.
Yeah.
So, I think it's mind over matter.
And you don't drink... I don't feel like you drink out of necessity. You drink because you want to drink.
I like to drink. I have a hard day at work, whatever. Like I said, like I drank 25 beers yesterday. Okay, it was a fucking...
But take yourself out of the equation, right?
Okay, yep.
There's historically American ton in America with the highest rate of country for things like that. Historically, we have tons of drug addicts and tons of alcoholics. Why is that? Is it mental imbalance? Like what? I've been fighting addiction for many, many years.
Okay.
And my thought on it is, I had to find other things to be addicted to. I have a very addictive personality.
Me too.
And you hear that a lot. And when I was young, I used to be like, oh, that shit ain't real. I have a super... I'm addicted to this podcast. I'm addicted to animation. I'm addicted to hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm addicted to red clothing. You're addicted to the Vikings Eminem and Bud Light. It's just certain things you get addicted to. But when I was younger, I took shrooms all the time. I did acid all the time. Obviously weed. Tons of others. Tabs.
See, I stayed away from that shit. I was good about that because I knew. Even
I did all of that shit.
I have bad back problems.
Yeah.
When the doctor gives me fucking, painkill, I won't take it because I already know how I am.
You're worried about getting hooked on them?
Yo, yeah. Because I have that addictive personality.
That's me, too.
It's scary. It really is.
It's very scary. I feel like it
even
is.
Even, like, I want to say, too, like, you know, it's a podcast. We have fun.
Yeah.
I drink a lot.
Yeah.
Drink responsibly, everybody, please. Like, don't fucking...
You heard that from the drunk himself.
Like, come on.
And that's why we need that Budweiser sponsorship this year. Good example.
I had one fucking DUI and...
Yeah. Well, it happens.
I drive for a living, though.
Right.
I could have lost my job. I wouldn't have been there for 20 years if my boss... Well,
you're very responsible as well.
Yeah, so...
The scary thing is... I scare myself sometimes. And I don't do drugs. And here's how I feel. Anything can be bad in excess. Anything can have that label drug, right? But I think, and I don't want to say people like me and you, I just want to say people in general, if these things that are considered drugs were used as less of a drug and more as a tool,
right,
we might not be having this conversation. For instance, you cracking a beer is the tool to relax. You're chilling. You're having a good time.
Right,
exactly. You're relaxed, but you still get up in the morning and fucking go to work, and you're not wasted while you're doing it, right?
Right.
If I, you see all this research going on now with DMT. If for those that don't know, dimethyltryptamine is a psychedelic. You could scrape off the back of a fucking toad. You know what I'm saying? Shrooms. If I think had I not been young when I used those drugs at this age, I think it would have been more of a tool.
Right.
And I say that because even when it comes to psychedelics, you kind of see a different vibration of life. You look at things, it kind of forces you to look at things, and I know you don't take those things, but it looks...
It's new to me because now I'm learning, because I've never done
so it. So you look at things in a different perspective, and I feel like that other perspective is not otherworldly, it's part of you. Mm-hmm. But it took this drug to expose that.
Right.
The scary thing is when you do these things, or as a kid, this is what I experienced when I did these things and I reached that other level of consciousness or knowledge or whatever the fuck you want to call it, I wanted to stay there.
Okay.
So I just kept taking the shit as opposed to using these things as tools to adjust my reality when I'm not taking the drug.
Gotcha, yeah.
And that's what I think is the disease. I think for me, I have good self-control now, but when it comes to things like that...
you're really good.
I get weak.
And you're very talented, too, though.
I appreciate that. But I think had I known how to use these things in a better way... I don't think had I stayed away from them, I would be as talented as I am now. Because these things definitely enhance certain things.
Right.
You know, and history says that. You think about Jimi Hendrix and people like that.
Jim Morrison, one of my favorite poets of all time.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Like, one of my favorite songs by The Doors is Crystal Ship.
Right.
And if... just by listening, I didn't hear this. But that's about smoking crack, if you ask me.
Yeah.
His words are, before you slip into unconsciousness,
yeah.
I'd like to have another kiss.
Yeah.
When a crackhead smokes that pipe, it's like kissing the pipe, and it's a Crystal Ship.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's one of the greatest songs that I've heard.
I love those songs. Yeah. Like Purple Rain, not Purple Rain Prince, but when Beanie Siegel did Purple Rain, it was about sipping lean. And that's something I did too. And that shit ruins people's bodies. But the song was fucking dope. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bone B, I think, was on
it's
it too.
Nuts, yeah.
So let's say I'm gonna give you a scenario. You go to the doctor regularly?
No.
When was the last time you had a physical?
Last time I had to go for DOT, so I don't know.
Oh, so you have to get them probably once or twice a year.
Oops, I hope my bosses ain't listening.
So let's say
my DOT card's expired.
Let's say
I had high blood pressure from drinking. I don't want to stop drinking. I'm stupid.
Well, that's kind of the question. If the doctor gives you one scenario, says, "Hey, take it easy, drink a little less," would you?
He's told me,
and you haven't.
I'm a heart attack waiting to happen, is what he told me. Because my blood pressure is that.
So you already know this.
I know. Yeah.
But you still drink. Are you doing anything other than drink, like not adjusting the volume of drinking, but are you working out? Are you doing anything else to help your health?
I work.
So you just have a death wish?
I guess, maybe.
I don't look at you as that type of dude, though. Like, I look at you as the dude that that hears certain news and maybe tries to make an adjustment. But you're just so stubborn with it that you're like, fuck it?
Yeah, I'm stubborn. Yeah.
But what if your kids told you they wanted you to slow down? Would you?
Well, for sure, those are my kids.
Yeah. So you would consider it, at least?
I would.
Yeah, because you seem like a pretty level-headed dude. Now, let's say...
like I said, I quit for 3 years. And that's because my wife was like, "Hey, Bobby, it's time to chill, bro."
How did you start back up? And how was the reaction with your wife?
This is such a stupid story.
Okay.
But these are the facts.
Okay.
So we're sober. We went to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
My first time there.
Yeah.
Sober. I'm like, damn, I'm in Atlantic City sober, right?
Yeah.
So we had like the top floor, baby, like upstairs,
the penthouse,
right?
Yeah.
We had Trey. Was maybe 3-4 years old.
Yeah.
We're sitting there, and the fucking hotel shakes.
Oh, because you're all the way on top of the tower.
And we're like, what the fuck is going on? So my wife goes downstairs. Come to find out, there was an earthquake in Philly.
Oh, you was feeling
and it shook the whole fucking... And I looked at my wife, she looked at me, and I'm like, yo, I'm getting a beer from the bar. Yo, I thought I was going to die that day. So I'm like, my baby boy is here, my wife is here, and I'm here. She was like,
yeah,
go ahead, Bob.
Right.
And like telling me to go get a beer is like telling a fucking crackhead on Tuesday it's okay to get a rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we got the beers and that's how I started up again. I was doing good though for a while. It would be like a couple
of months. So it was a mutual thing. It wasn't like you fought her on it. It's like, no, we're going to drink.
I was like, yo, I'm fucking drinking now.
What does beer do for you? Like, what is it about the drinking that you love?
I love the taste. And here's another thing. When I quit drinking.
Yeah.
I always had an Old Dools in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the taste of
the
beer.
The flavor of beer.
Like, a lot of people are like, I like getting drunk. No, I like the taste of beer.
Yeah.
And most people don't like the taste.
That's me with Guinness. Like, I love the taste
of
Guinness.
My father was like that, too. Rest his soul again. But he was like that, too. He liked the buzz, too, though. But
yeah.
He was like, the taste of beer. And I'm like, drink a little duels. And then I had friends that would come over, and they'd hide their coolers in their car and shit, and we'd be smoking a cigarette. I see their cooler. I'm like, get your fucking cooler and drink. Like,
right,
I got
right,
my
right.
Duels. I'm good, bro.
It just seems so part of you, too, but it makes me happy as a friend. Because, you know, guys, me and Bob are still learning each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It makes me feel good to know that if your kids stepped in or they seen it became a problem, that you can definitely consider it. And I think that's dope. And the fact that you quit for your wife during that time, I think that's fucking dope.
I had to. And that's why we're still together to this day, bro.
Nah, I love it. And I think it's dope. And it's similar to me. It came to a point where, and I was in the streets heavy 15 years ago, and my wife was like, you know, it's me or that. Meaning all the streets. And she didn't know what I did. She just knew that I was...
That's pretty much what it was, too. She was like, I'm leaving.
Yeah. My wife was like, I'm not going to jail to visit you. And I'm not going to be picking you up when you high or doing this and that.
And going back
it
to...
It was easy.
Kind of piggyback of something.
Uh-huh.
This is a little deep that I probably shouldn't talk about, but I'm going to because I have this platform.
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll help somebody, or maybe it won't. I don't know. But I had vacation week I had taken, right?
Yeah.
And I said this to myself, and this is like a true story. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of scary, but I said, this is what's going to happen on this week of vacation. I'm either going to drink myself to death, or I'm going to wake up next Monday and be sober, and I'm still here. But the whole week, I didn't eat nothing.
What was you going through at that time?
Just a bunch of shit, man.
Just shit piling on top
of
each
other? It was just bad, bro. And like, I was just like, yo, I'm either going to do this for my wife or I'm just going to die. Like, it's fucking great. And all I didn't eat. I woke up in the morning, probably 9 o'clock in the morning, and drank. And this wasn't like me taking my little shots here and there.
This was
like a fucking pint of Southern Comfort that I don't fuck with no more.
Yeah.
And just cases of beers. I drink.
Was that like depression at its all-time high for you?
That was the worst that I've ever
been
through.
Yeah.
But it made me a stronger person because, like I said, I'm still here.
That
and I'm
shit.
Still married.
Right.
So it was like, I'm either going to kill myself drinking and not eating or be happy in my marriage.
It's kind of like, it sounds like you left it into the fucking arms of the universe. Like, whatever the fuck happens, that's where I'll pick up and keep going.
Jesus, take the wheel or whatever. Like, it was like, I could show you old wedding pictures of myself.
Yeah.
Dude, I was probably like, I'm 6 feet tall. I was probably 120 pounds.
Yeah, me too. When I met my wife, I'm 6 feet two. When I met my wife, I was probably like 130, smoking, just fucking soaking wet.
Yeah.
I was
gross. Like, I thought I looked all buff in the mirror and shit.
Me too. I had this, I was like, yo, I'm a good looking like vampire. I never came out during the day, so I was super pale.
Right.
Because I would hustle at night. But I was like 130 fucking pounds. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm 185.
Now
you know
I go back to grandma's crib and I look at them pictures. I'm like, dude, I was
who
sick.
Who the fuck was that?
Sick.
Yes.
So
crazy.
But now, you know, I eat. I'm a little more responsible. Like I said.
I mean, you seem like a stable motherfucker to me.
I try to be.
Yeah, you seem
And my bosses love the fuck out of me. So
word.
Whatever.
Yo, listen, we got somebody waiting to do this last fucking segment, and we're gonna give him a test run.
Okay.
We're gonna put him through the fucking hazing process. Your son,
Trey Mizzle,
young Trey,
Mr. Mizzle,
young Trey. So when we come back, we'll have young Trey in the guest chair. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. A night with a drunk. Me and Bob are here, and we got a guest.
Hey.
Young Trey, what's up, brother?
This is my boy right here.
So, Trey.
Trey Miz.
Trey. Now, let me ask you about your name, Trey. Are you named after a baking utensil?
Nah.
Wait, hold on. Do you like tater tots that are cooked
they're
on a tray?
Good. Yeah, but I don't think that's what I'm named after.
Is your first name Trelane?
Close.
Uno, dos, tres?
Actually, yes.
That's how.
That's his name? That's why you thought piñatas were a white people thing.
No, see.
Because his name is Uno, dos, tres?
Yeah, Uno, dos, tres. That stupid song by that Spanish dude. I thought he was Spanish. He ain't Spanish.
He ain't Spanish. Trying to put that shit on us.
That song, whack as hell.
That shit is horrible. And I heard it in Connecticut first, so you're right. Connecticut breaks some bullshit these days.
Exactly. No, he's named after me. But he's a third. So I was like, how can I hate my name. So I'm like, how can I give the kid a nickname? So I'm like, uno, dos, Trey. That's what his name's going to be.
So your name is Bob not Trey. Too?
It's Robert. Yeah.
So my jokes just held no weight. They just meant nothing right there.
It didn't work.
But do you like tater tots? They cook on trays. So how old are you?
13.
High school?
Yeah.
Decent grades?
Sure.
Girlfriends?
Not yet.
Good.
Not around me, he won't tell me.
Nah. You tell
this
me.
This is girl. Remember the old song? Aisha. No. Girl that I never had.
Yes.
He hangs around his girl.
He gonna start doing the Kevin Gates with you. He gonna have two phones.
I don't like you.
I got two.
He don't like me.
No, I said I don't like her.
Oh, like her. Okay.
You don't like her?
He don't like me.
Are you into anybody? I mean, you ain't gotta say it, but like, do you got your eye on anybody, or are you just...
Well,
you
know, he's on spring break happens. Right now, so... And he's going into his first year.
He's on spring break in the summer?
There I go get pinatas in my He's on summer vacation.
He's on summer vacation.
He's going into high school his first year.
Oh, yeah. So you're going into ninth grade?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you excited, nervous, scared?
A little bit of all.
Yeah? Well, that's honest, and I think it's good because if you ask my son when he's ready for high
school, honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's the understanding me and your dad got, too, that we just speak the truth, whether we like it or not, and that's what keeps us cool. Because we share, you know, different opinions.
Right.
And we argue, but we laugh and smile and after it. As a 13-year-old going into high school, what are you into? Like, what are some of your hobbies?
Football, like basketball. I don't know.
Just sports.
Yeah, sports.
He likes video games, too. He stays up at 3 o'clock in the morning and sleeps at 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, I like video games, too. I love video. What do you play?
I play Call of Duty. I Red Dead Redemption.
Fortnite.
No, not really anymore.
Oh, you don't play it no more? Okay.
Just play it out, man.
So much I know, huh?
I just started playing that PUBG on my phone.
What the hell is that?
It's like a Fortnite for the phone.
Yeah, it's kind of more realistic, but the mobile version is so much easier.
You got to show me how to play. That's what I played, the mobile version. And I thought, when I started with my character, he was ass naked with a gun in his hand.
Yeah,
ass naked?
Yeah, I can't get him clothes. How do I do
that? You have my son watching porn games now?
It's not a porn game. He had drawers on. He looked like my son when it's out in the house. He's had his fucking balls hanging everywhere with tighty whiteys on.
Yeah, you gotta unlock the skins.
So I have a question for you, Trey.
You have to start with?
Yeah.
With just drawers on?
I have a question for him. Remember the super group thing we were talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to know his super group.
Yeah, so Trey is a hip-hop fan, and I'm sure you listen to other things as well.
He probably won't know, like, the producers. And
no, but we're talking
stuff,
current.
But just the guys, three remember, MCs. Or of his all-time. Like, right. These three MCs, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah. What are your...
If you made a super group with somebody singing a hook, who would be on it?
Well, that's kind of...
Oh, just so you know, my best friend is the one that brought the subject up, Ray.
And he's an asshole, too.
Your uncle, Ray?
Yeah, that guy.
Best friend.
Yeah, love
you. I've never even met him in person.
That's his best friend now.
I love the guy.
Because they talk about me. But go ahead.
So, do they have to be like the same genre?
No. I had Ozzy Osbourne as my hype man.
All right.
So, your three favorites. And then somebody singing the hook.
All right. It's kind of a difficult question.
No, it's not.
Well, you know enough musicians or rappers to even make... We don't even have to know the rappers, you know what I'm saying? It could be somebody mainstream, it could be somebody not.
All right, so I will go with Blueface to sing the hook.
No, he didn't.
What?
No, he didn't.
He said motherfucking Blueface. Yo, the last show, I said I hate that kid.
I know.
Can we... Fuck Blueface.
That's not shots either.
Nah, but he's killing it right now.
I'm going to take that.
Blueface is killing it right now.
Yeah, he's all
right. Okay, so Blueface...
singing the hook.
Yeah,
he's singing the hook.
Just because, you know, he's all, like, he'll just hype up the song and all that.
Yeah, okay.
He should be
right. I'd agree with that.
Well, yeah.
He's killing it right now.
Okay, go ahead.
DaBaby's a good rapper right now, but...
Yo, the one that sings I like that kid. Yes.
Which one, Suge? Yeah.
Yeah, that...
DaBaby like can rap.
I like that dude.
He just put out the XXL Freshman Freestyle. Ooh. Killed it.
I like that dude. But is he the one that, like, smacks everybody that wants a picture?
Yeah.
Okay, next,
but there might be more behind that. He might just be getting violent. Like, I think people are testing him, because this is the same dude who killed the kid in Walmart, and he was defending himself there as well.
Okay.
So I think people are just testing.
We'll get into that next episode.
Yeah.
So there's two,
and then I think probably Roddy Ricch.
Who the hell is that?
Roddy Ricch.
He made a song with Marshmello, and
Marshmello's the EDM producer dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dope. He's killing it right now, too. That's the dude that wears the fucking Lego-looking marshmallow.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So he's a rapper?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got two rappers in the hype man, right? So he needs one more rapper and someone to sing the hook.
All
right. Oh, no, wait. You wanted Blueface to sing the hook, right? You
said.
Nah, Blueface says he's, gonna, he's the hype man.
He says, okay, yeah, so you need one more rapper. Don't let your dad down, please.
I'll tell you how to not let him down. Put Eminem in the fucking group.
No, not him. I'm thinking of someone else. He mentioned it yesterday.
Oh.
Nah, make it yours. Don't make it mine.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of people that, like, aren't, like, not... I don't know how to explain it, but...
Yo, I like that dude, too. Oh, my God. Back at it again.
Yeah, Yella Beezy. You brought him up yesterday. I like that. Yo, that kid is dope.
I like him.
That kid, he's from Texas. Shout out to Texas.
Go ahead, Trey.
Oh, I just realized all of my people are in XXL.
They're all freshmen.
Yeah.
They are white, too, but...
Actually, I'm going to throw J. Cole as the...
He just leveled it up. Okay. He just turned it into a super group for real right there. All right, shout out to North
this
Carolina.
This dude thinks he's better than Eminem, which is outlandish. But
I mean, probably right now.
You said Pac?
Probably right now.
Get out of my garage.
Yo, that's a good... That's a good... I like the group. It's weird.
Here, look at Eminem when you say that.
Because you got a Blood and a Crip in the same group. You got Pac and Blueface.
If you think about it, Blueface made a song with YG. And
that's true. Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, there's no game.
Which one was that?
But back then,
he made a remix of Tatiana.
Tatiana, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like Cardi Blood. Remember I said it last time? I like that song, Tatiana.
Cardi Blood. I know her too. So
my now 6 year old walks around. He'd be like, "What is it? Break down? What is it?"
I see your son doing this dance.
He was dancing by the pool yesterday. Bust down, Tatiana. I'm like, what do you know about that?
Braylon doing? It's like a tank dancing. That shit is crazy.
All right, so I got another one for you.
All right.
Top five wrestlers all time.
Top five.
We haven't even talked about this yet.
All right, all
right. Ooh. We might have to get in this combo.
We got to go.
Yes.
Like wrestling groups or just straight up wrestlers?
Straight up wrestlers.
All right. Undertaker.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this isn't in order.
It's not in order.
That's
our top
five. We say that too.
It's like the Mount Rushmore. They're all even.
Yeah.
In our top five.
So, Undertaker, The Rock, John Cena.
Ooh.
Goldust.
Goldust, wow, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Dustin, he's one of the best, man. That's,
and I don't know, I'm gonna go with Hulk Hogan.
Hogan,
gotta put him in there.
That's a classic.
So can I do mine now?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, The Rock is my favorite.
The favorite of all time, The Rock.
Ultimate Warrior is my favorite of all time, but The Rock, the way he switched together.
Incredible. He's incredible.
Was incredible.
Incredible.
So it'd be The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Cold. No. Actually, I'm gonna leave him off.
Leave Stone Cold off.
And he was a drinker too, but
you leave a Stone Cold off. You know he has his own beer.
I might have an open
shout out to Steve Austin, Broken Skull Beer. We'll take that sponsorship too.
Yes, I'll drink that shit.
He'll throw you back in his 12.
Oh, he's gonna be here now. No, but The Rock, Hulk Hogan, of course, because of what he did for wrestling.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And as much as I hate this dude, I'm gonna agree with my son, John Cena.
He's a really good person.
He changed.
He seems like it.
He changed.
He definitely changed the
platform. And
his entrance song has Lil Fame from MOP in it. Did you know that?
No.
Lil Fame produced his entrance music.
Get the fuck out.
Yes. When you listen to him come in next time, you'll hear the "Have you know?" That's Lil Fame.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Where am I at? I said The Rock, Hulk Hogan,
John Cena.
Unfortunately, John Cena. Oh, I said the Ultimate Warrior. So that's four already.
Okay.
And I got to put Stone Cold now that I know he has his own beer.
All
right. But I warned enough.
I got to put y'all up on current shit, too. Because there's a bunch of new guys that are fucking incredible.
I'm going to put an extra, too.
Who's the extra? The bonus.
My man. What's his name? You know. Come on.
Roman?
No.
Roman Reigns?
I don't know.
Randy Orton.
Oh, Randy Orton.
I love him. Yo, yes. I went to see a wrestling match and I drew a snake.
Yeah.
And had to sign and shit like a loser. I'm like fucking 30-something years old. Like, hey!
That's dope.
But yo, Randy Orton, I love
Randy
him.
Randy Orton is in my top five for sure. Yo, he's one of the smoothest fucking wrestlers.
Your best friend hates
time.
Him. Why don't you talk to your best friend about that?
Well, I mean, we could debate about wrestling. He's still my best friend. Yeah, I hate John Cena myself.
Okay.
My top five right now, Stone Cold is top of that. Undertaker for sure. Y'all know about Ricochet? It's a dude by the name of Ricochet. Look him up after.
Dude?
Why is everybody Mexican to you?
No, I'm just
he's black. No, Nah, Ricochet is dope. Ricochet is fucking like gravity-defying type dude.
Okay, that's why I thought he was Mexican. See, I knew about
it. Dustin, for sure. Dustin Rhodes, Goldust.
Yep,
Goldust.
And my last would be the Macho Man.
Oh, Macho Man. Yeah. My wife loves him.
Oh,
yeah,
I love the Macho. Y'all, this Halloween, me and Mace are probably dressing up as Macho Man. Oh, he does the macho voice and all that.
Okay.
He does the cream of the crop will rise to the top. Macho Man is fucking great. So, I think that's it, guys. I think...
No, hold on. I got one more question.
Okay, what's the last question before I shout out?
Trey Mizzle. All
right.
Who's your favorite football team?
Vikings.
Why? Why?
You serious? Is that just by default because you're a Vikings fan? No, do you actually like the Vikings?
Yeah.
Why?
He's got jerseys and everything.
You had a choice to pick a winning team, and you picked the fucking Vikings?
Yo, you know what's even worse? Braylon?
He's a 6-year old.
He likes the Lions.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. But you should love that because Eminem is from Detroit, my
no.
You should be like, yo, he loves my favorite.
I mean, it could be worse. He could be a Packers fan, but
he could be a 49ers fan or a fucking San Fran fan.
I'll breed him too. He'll be alright.
Bray's not gonna do it. I'm gonna be whispering. I'm gonna send the kids over to Bray, like, yo, tell him like the 49ers.
When the Vikings lose, Braylon goes, ha ha, daddy.
Yeah.
Listen, fuck you.
My son Mace is a Jets fan. He's never watched a football game in his life, but he was given a Jets hat, and now he thinks the Jets are the best fucking team. Fuck Wayne Corbett.
I feel bad for him.
Fuck all of them motherfuckers. So let's wrap this up. Let's start the wrap up by letting Trey shout out whoever he wants. You got any friends, family you want to shout out?
Obviously, my dad.
That's a good kid right there.
My sister.
Don't forget your Uncle Ray.
Fuck him. I love you, Ray.
My sister Kyla.
Yeah, what up, girl?
Braylon. My little brother.
Brat. Love him.
Young Tank.
My mom. And my last grandma. Oh, and then granny and my great-grandpa.
Awesome. The whole fam. You want me to go or you going to go?
Right ahead.
First of all, I got to shout out Lou Legend, my twin, my partner. My partner in the clothing brand, Rodrigo Santi, is coming soon. He got new designs and a logo dropping in November. Shout out to Tough City. If y'all ever on the East Coast and need some tattoos, holler at my Uncle Med, 650 East Fordham Road. Shout out to Anchor for allowing us to have this show. And real quick, before Bob goes into his shout outs, let me shout out some of the cities listening to us right now. And if you hear your city, please send us an email at nightwithadrunk@gmail.com. Bob's wife, Kay, is the producer of the show. She's curating the email.
You're hot women that like me, she's getting the email, so...
So shout out to Cali. You out in Cali, send us some love. Shout out to New York, Connecticut, Virginia, Texas, Washington, D.C., Florida. Shout out to our friends in the U.K. and England. Shout out to our friends in Ghana, Africa. Shout out to our friends in Brazil. And just this week, we had listeners from Victoria, Australia. Good eye, Mike. I don't really like Outback that much though, but the Bloomin' Onion is slamming.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all motherfuckers. And if you heard your city, you didn't hear your city, give us a shout out.
Get on the map.
Get on it. We see the shit. We answer any voice messages and any emails and all that. Bob?
Yo, of course, my wife, number one, my mother, my grandparents, your best friend, my brothers.
What's up,
well,
man?
My brother is your best friend.
I could
my other brother.
Your
too.
Brother could be my brother now.
Just everyone, Knight, for doing this, man. I appreciate it. I love it.
No doubt.
All our neighbors that listen. Everybody that listens. Everybody. I shout out everybody. Oh, Bud Light, of course.
Shout out to... Oh, yeah, and Rockstar Energy Drink.
Fireball. Parliament.
Right. If I don't get a message from Rockstar Energy Drink before the end of the summer, I'll probably be shouting out a different energy company.
And I'll leave you with another bell.
There you go.
And Eminem, too. Thanks, bud.
Oh, my God. This motherfucker. And you have been listening to A Night with a Drunk. I am Knight.
And I am the Drunk.
Catch you next time.
Love you.